Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to track two on this masterclass for What Do I Want? And in this track, we're going to dive deeper down into this three-step process for define it and start to get ourselves oriented towards the big picture of what do you want? This notion that we'll be talking about a lot of your grandest vision or your grandest visions. You remember that where we started in the first track, we began more abstract. What are the ways that we get stuck with this question, what do I want? Because it can be a really hard question, can't it? And what we said there was that as we keep dropping down into this masterclass, we're going to get more specific to how you work your way through it. We talked about the structure of choice and how the question itself can get us more stuck, and that the solution that I'd built over basically 10 years of really thinking about this question over and over again, asking myself, what do I want? What do I want? Is that you don't need to know what you want. Instead, all you need to do is convert that question to a process that enables you to answer the question over time. And in the three steps to define it, which you may recall is the first step in my system for doing what you want, we said step one is orient yourself to what you want. So even if you don't know what you want, you can imagine a grand vision. And that alone gives you a target, something to just keep moving towards. The second step that we're going to come to in the next track is the roadmap. And the roadmap, you might imagine like looking at a map of the United States and seeing if you were driving from California to New York, really there's a lot of ways to get there, isn't there? So if the grand vision is that you're headed to New York, then you could map a lot of different routes. And all that really matters is just mapping enough of the route to just keep yourself moving now. And if we come back to the notion I said earlier, you might even have many grand visions. So you might be headed to New York, but on the way decide you wanted to head to Florida or head to Maine. And that's all good because setting up your goals in this way, as long as you get moving in the right direction, you're moving towards what you want anyways. And that's the real power of the roadmap that we'll come to in the next track, which is there's lots of ways to get there. So just pick a step and keep moving. Then in track four, we're going to get very specific to that next step. So the barbell approach, if you will, is that in this track, we're starting big picture. Orient towards what you want. Get the car pointed in the right direction, and you can see there's lots of ways you can get there. And then in track four, we're going to get very specific too, so really hone in on that step that's right in front of you. Because as I talked about in the last track, where traditional goal-setting approaches can really keep us stuck, is that they're either too abstract and get us thinking about our big, hairy, audacious goal, but it gives us zero information on how we actually bring that to life. Or they keep us stuck by being really narrow-minded. You have to know what you want right now and get specific and actionable. But if you don't know what you want, you need a lot more flexibility. And even if you do know what you want, as we talked about, because we live in a world of such dynamic change, you want an approach that's completely flexible, that builds in your short-term and long-term goals and enables for flexibility along the way. And this is the approach that we're building throughout this masterclass. In doing this work for myself over nearly 10 years on Wall Street, this was a step that really kept me stuck. And that was because for all of that time, I just perceived that this was the first question I needed to answer. See, and it made sense, right? Like, to get what you want, surely you need to know what you want. Right? It just seemed it was a very obvious two-step process. Okay, so figure out what I want, and then figure out how to get it. Okay, done. But the problem was I didn't know what I wanted. And so for years, ferreting through books, thousands of books, just looking for an answer. How do I figure out what I want? What do I want? Coming across all sorts of ideas on passion and purpose, and just draw up your values and go to the end of your life and look back and think about it all these different ways. But none of that worked for me. And when you think about it, it's pretty stupid. It's like, if you don't know what you want after all the years of your life that you've lived, who knows you better than you? It's unlikely you're going to discover it in a book. Or someone's going to have some revolutionary idea that suddenly jogs free this new idea of, it's so obvious. I want to be an optometrist. Gosh, why didn't I think of that? And yet, I kept looking, reading books, thinking I would find the answer somewhere in there. Whereas we all know that the answer to these sorts of questions is only found in one place, and that's inside of us. So how do we get it out? By asking the same question over and over again, all we do is really block the circuits. Right? It's impossible to get information off a hard drive if all you're doing is writing more and more information on it all the time. You can hardly expect to pull out of a big bag something that you're looking for while you're continuously just stuffing more things in there. Yet, it did seem like the logical thing to do. To get what I want, I need to know what it is, and then I'll figure out how. And of course, it fits the obvious advice in our society, like this from Yogi Berra. You got to be very careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there. It sounds right. But is it? How can it be? What do we really know about our lives? You don't know if your heart will be beating in 3 seconds. I hope it will be, but we have zero information on the future. We have zero ability to know what we want in the future. So I talked about in the first track, the happiness research even says we don't know what made us happy in the past, let alone what will make us happy in the future. And so the more we ask these questions that we can't answer, the more we just block ourselves from finding the answers that we want, the more we stay stuck. Yet where I got really lucky in all this was that even though I didn't know what I wanted, I just kept taking steps.